little bit of Ray. The best bits.
This is the new soft opt-out organ donation system set to be approved by the Dáil. I'd read about this notion years ago. I had no position on organ donation. And after you die, what happens? And do they use your organs? The ones that are any good. And sure, at the rate I'm going, should they share that?
They're all spent.
Do you know what? The only thing you get out of me is my baby toe. Do you know? And that's probably bunched as well. But a soft opt-out system is where everyone is opted in to organ donation, and then automatically, and that would mean then that there's far more opportunity for people that are on these crazy long organ waiting lists to be moved off the list, to get an organ transplant, and then to live happier, long, fuller lives. Like I said, I'd had no experience, no position on this. And then it was a number of years ago, it was was the Kidney Association, or I think it was the Kidney, they were having an awareness week, and the journal.ie, the website, they put up this article from a woman who's she was a granny and her daughter had died. She was this woman was only in her, she was only 38. I'm not going to get into it now, sorry. If I start getting into details, but I want to get him.
I'm
certainly not going to read it again. But it was a heartbreaking. It was this type of story. I wept reading it. I was on my phone reading it. And it's the type of story that if it's something you have never thought about before, or something you've never given any consideration to before. I looked it up. It was in 2018. This lady died in 2014. And she left behind a little boy and her partner and her mom, and it was her mom that was talking in this article. And if you've never thought about it before, or organ donation or transplants or any of that, or what your position is on it, or if you've got a card, it's worth looking at. It's worth reading this. Just read it, and that'll just change your view, and it'll make you go out and get the card and sign up and make sure that everyone in your family is aware of your position on it. But anyway, new soft opt-out donation system set to be approved by the Dáil. And that's today. They're talking about it. I don't know if it's done already. There's currently 601 people waiting for a transplant in Ireland. That number is expected to rise over the coming years. And now all they need to do is change the laws so that everyone is opted in. And then if you feel strongly about it that you don't want to be opted in, you can just get in contact. It's the opposite of what it is now. And it would be amazing. So fingers crossed that all works out. And if you have any experience of that, or if you know how to sign up, if you want to share your story, or even better, if you want to share a good story rather than have me crying on the radio this afternoon, because it's not the joyous, happy kind of show that we try to do here every day, 0874 100 102.
I've had a card in my wallet for years now. I suppose that depends on somebody finding my wallet and finding the card in it. But I have told all my family members.
Jesus, lads, he can't find his own wallet.
That's a good point, actually.
It's well hidden.
I think you forget your wallet. Jesus, JP, do you have your wallet at home again?
The doctor's looking at the card. Jesus, very dusty in this wallet.
This hasn't been taken out.
Is it in there at all?
This hasn't been taken out in years.
I tell you, I've been feeling very pleased with myself for having had that donor card for about 20 years now.
I've got a card. It's always been very important to me, and I've always been very proud of it. I have a loyalty card for the pizza shop around the corner. Let me tell you. I've always been very proud, and I've always wanted my family to always know my position on pizza. He loves pizza. She's that lad. This is the organ donation soft opt-out system that they're talking about, so the legislation they're talking about today in the Shannon and in the Dáil. And fingers crossed it's going to be rolled out and approved and rubber stamped by the necessary politicians. Am I saying all the right things, John Paul? Jesus, I don't know.
You nailed the kitchen.
Jesus,
nailed
God,
it.
Oh my God. Brendan texted, he said, hi Ray, I was 19 years kidney transplanted yesterday. To say it has changed my life and that of my family is an understatement. My 12-year-old daughter was transplanted over 5 years ago. All going well, from Brendan. I suppose there's a good story. Let me call my Brendan a kidney transplant. Hang on.
Spoiler alert.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Brendan?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, not too bad, Ray. And yourself, you well?
Good. Well, you know what? It's lovely to be talking to you. I just read your text message. And I suppose this discussion about organ donations and soft opt-outs, it resonates with you particularly, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Shortly after my daughter got her transplant. We did the organ donation day up in the Mansion House, and we did television on Today FM, on Today FM, I was going to say, on Virgin Media there. On the,
I
on
never watched that. That rubbish.
It's rubbish. Rubbish show. Rubbish never television. Watched. No, I know it's been, be associated
it's been
with
crap it. For the last 2 years.
Yes. It has. So, yeah, we did that as well, you know.
You yourself got a transplant, was it?
I did, yeah. 19 years, my second transplant 19 years ago yesterday.
Right, jakers. And how long had you been waiting for, what did you get?
I got a kidney transplant, right. And I was on dialysis for about 7 years waiting for that transplant. My last transplant had failed in 1998. I ended up back on dialysis at that stage. So, yeah.
And that's and you're tied to that. Like, it's that's a.
Oh, yeah. A 3 day week. Yeah. It's like going to work 3 days a week, you know, kind of depending on where you're at. It could be adding up to 4.5 hours dialysis a day. And I was living in Dungarvan at the time, so I was traveling up and down to Cork because my consultant was in Cork. And when I started dialysis first back in 93, 94. They hadn't space in the unit of Waterford, and I was going to, my consultant was based in Cork, so I ended up in Cork, up and down. It wasn't really much of a difference.
It's not much of a life, yeah. It's just constantly, and the calendar is based around dialysis all the time. Then, like 19 years ago, was it? Did life completely change for you? Were just free?
Oh, it is, yeah. Massive difference. I think I was in hospital about 10 days post-transplant, home, barren kind of hospital visits, you know, for checkups and stuff like that. Yeah, life was back to as normal as possible. Like, you're taking your anti-rejection drugs, you know, regularly to ensure the safety of the kidney. Like, the gift, it's a gift of life, like the gift that you're after getting. So, yeah.
That's amazing. I suppose then, having been through it and then with your daughter going through it, this kind of soft opt-out, try and say that 10 times fast, we won't get into that again. It has been, I suppose, a hot topic, or it's been on the to-do list, I suppose, for years and years, that you could, like, all right, everyone's in, and if you don't want to be in, you just let us know.
Yeah, I suppose they always say, you know, it's part of the conversation with the family that, you know, the people that deal with that side of things, you know, they have the conversation with the family. And if you are, you know, an organ donor, even if it is on your driver's license, you know, or whatever, you know, you have the organ donor card, you need to let your family know that that's your choice and that's what you want to do. So that if, God forbid, anything does happen to you, they have that option to go ahead with it. So they have, you know, they can move, you know, and get things done for you.
Yeah, and get it done quickly, because time is of the essence for so many people as well. And I suppose, like I was saying, it's not a topic that comes up over the dinner, but it's worth every now and again bringing it up. And I suppose then, fingers crossed, all going well, that we'll have a system where an awful lot more people will be able to get transplants in the future. How are you doing now? How's your daughter doing?
She's good. She's good. Yeah. She's flying a jet back doing horse riding. She was born with what they call renal dysplasia. So at 3 days old, we went from the local hospital straight up to Crumlin. You know, part of the renal failure, the kidney failure thing, is tiredness and cold and all that kind of, you know, all that stuff.
That's amazing that she's fit and healthy. So she's horse. How old is she?
She's 12. She'll be 13 in September.
Oh God, it's all ahead of you. Listen, I wish you the very. You've been through hell already, so it's gonna it's gonna happen all over again for the teens.
It's at it already, so it is, right. Well, yes,
listen, better you than me, sir. And
thanks very much.
But you know
it's
what?
Very considerate of you.
It's wonderful that you can go through this new kind of hell, which is a whole other world. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call, sir. Much obliged.
No problem,
and stay safe
Take
and
care.
Stay healthy. All the best.
Take care.
Let's wrap this up on the soft top. Going to be a new soft opt-out system, potentially, hopefully, and fingers crossed, and maybe likely, for organ donation in the future, so that if you die and your organs can be used, then they will be donated, unless you opt out of that, which has been the opposite up to this point. Hi guys, just listen to your discussion on organ donation. We don't really have discussions, do we? Do we have discussions?
There are words that they're said out loud, but it's brainless generally.
A friend of mine needed a kidney transplant. His wife tested herself, but she wasn't a suitable donor. He eventually found a match in England from a lady who had tested herself because her husband was also looking for a kidney transplant. And in a mad twist of fate, my friend's wife turned out to be a match for that gentleman in England. So the two, they swapped. Isn't that amazing? It's so important that this goes through. Love the show. Hey, from Michael. Ray, thanks for sharing your story, your donor story, getting the nation thinking. Well, it's not really my story, but somebody else's story. I was just reading it. I was on the Journal in 2016, and it was a heartbreaking story that made me sign up. My family and I had a tragedy happen around this day 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry to hear that. It got me thinking and looking at the deeper things in life. I'm here in the kitchen with a now cold cup of tea, thinking of all sorts from the past 2 weeks and listening. I'll 100% opt in for this. The power of radio. Oh God, that's a lovely thing to hear. And I'm sorry to hear about your sad news. Thanks from A. And one more. Hi guys, my uncle was killed in a hit and run back in 2012. Again, I'm sorry to hear that. He was... we donated what organs we could. It was lovely getting letters from the families of loved ones who received them. We were also on the other side when my cousin received her kidney from a donor. We'll always be so grateful to the family who donated. Bittersweet, unfortunately, for both families. But a soft opt-out option is definitely the way to go from Sharon. There's loads of them coming in. Just go and sign up and... the card, tell your family, have the chat, have it tonight before the dinner is over.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.